Trump taps new performers replacing no-talent singers who nixed Freedom 250 celebration. By Simon Kent on June 5, 2026. Some familiar sights, sounds and voices have been lined up by President Donald Trump to replace the no-talent artists who nixed the planned Freedom 250 Great American State Fair concert series in Washington, D.C., designed as a celebration of the nation. A rally will now be held in its place, slated to take place on the National Mall. Trump outlined the possible new people on his Truth Social account, promising the great and the good of the world of entertainment will be on show for all at the gathering. On Wednesday, June 24, at 7 p.m., in magnificent Washington, D.C., now totally beautified, and one of the safest cities anywhere in the world, and in celebration of our country's 250-year history, we will be bringing you, live, the greatest rally ever. It will be special at every level, a rally to end all rallies. We don't want singers with no talent, but big fees to put you to sleep. We've told them all to stay home. All we want is you, me, a few speakers, and the greatest music ever played, the same music you have listened to for years. We will have the fabulous Lee Greenwood introducing me with what has turned out to be one of the greatest hits of all time, God Bless the USA, and the amazing Christopher Mattiò, who will sing Nessun Dorma, Hallelujah, Ave Maria, God Bless America, and others. Not since the legendary Luciano Pavarotti has there been such a voice. That's not all. The U.S. Army Band, Armed Forces Choir, U.S. Marine Band and Joint Armed Forces Chorus will also perform all of your favorite hits, according to Trump. Plus a fine and highly dignified gentleman known as President Donald J. Trump will speak at the rally. Freedom 250 is a group created via executive order by Trump in January. It was brought together to oversee high-profile United States semi-quincentennial events like the Great American State Fair concerts, the Grand Prix, the Freedom Trucks, amongst others. Trump had announced last week it booked several artists to perform at the Great American State Fair festivities, only for them to quickly run away. Related, an amazing race. Monica Crowley talks IndyCar Freedom 250 Grand Prix in D.C. Many of them, including Morris Day, Young MC, The Commodores, Brett Michaels and Martina McBride, backed out, alleging Freedom 250 was strictly tied to the Trump administration and did not serve the greater good. They also alleged they were misled or cited other grievances, as Breitbart News reported. The concerts were scheduled to kick off on June 25 as part of major events on the National Mall organized by Freedom 250. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.